nervous. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. This is so exciting. Welcome to Human, I am Jessica McDonald, your host, and this is the season 2 finale. Holy shit. So I'm very excited to be announcing it's the season 2 finale. We are taking, it's a real we now. When I say we, there's other people helping me do shit. I am so excited. This is no longer a one-woman show. I have some team members helping me out, creating some great stuff, helping me kind of figure out how to create this show in a way that it is going to be literally the best it can be. So saying that, if you're listening right now, please go fill out the survey that's in the show notes. My friend Emma, who is now a team member, created the survey so I can figure out what kind of stuff people like to listen to, who are my listeners, and how I can make the show literally as best as it can be. So go do that, and I will explain at the end of the podcast episode how you can be entered to win a giveaway if you do the survey. Okay. So let's get into today's episode. I have not done a solo episode in so long, and when I have, it's been in a weird place or I've felt drained. And this just like takes me to the point where I have literally lost my own voice in my podcast. I love my guests. I appreciate them coming on. I have gotten something out of every single conversation I've had with every single guest, but I started saying yes to everybody, every person that asked to come on the show, I would say yes to. And in doing this, I totally lost who I was. I lost why I created the show. I lost my own voice, and I wasn't saying the things that I wanted to say on my own show. So this takes us to what this episode is about. This episode is all about how to set boundaries and how to say no. And I truly had no sense of how to turn someone down or how to follow what I really wanted. And so let's dive into that. I'm so excited to share all of this with you guys. I have so many fucking thoughts. I've been writing down episode ideas for so fucking long, and now they're all going to be coming out very, very soon. But today is a big one. And I'm so excited to also share with you guys just like more of who I am, because I think with guests on, you haven't really gotten a sense of who Jess is. So here we go. So today, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about how to say no, why this is important, how to set boundaries. Basically, I'll start off just kind of talking about how much it sucks to say no, how someone's reaction actually says more about them than you, how empowering it actually is to say no, and then I'm going to dive into like boundaries. What are boundaries? How to set them? What are examples of boundaries? Situations where you might need to say no and set boundaries? The hardest parts about setting them and the most rewarding parts about setting them? And what happens when shame gets involved with our boundaries, because I have had a very recent experience with shame, and it came out in my boundaries and how I lost them, basically. And then at the end, we'll do a little Q&A. I asked some questions on my Instagram of what people might want to hear, and then you can stay tuned for information about what's coming out about the podcast. So this topic really applies to like everything in your life. It can apply to business senses. In so many cases, I'll apply it to the podcast, but very much so also in romantic relationships, families, friendships, workplaces, all of that. So the first thing I want to dive into is how much saying no sucks. Like right off the bat, trying to say no. Like, especially if you're a people pleaser, if you're gonna try and like, if someone asks you to go out for coffee and you don't wanna go, if a boss asks you to take on more work and you like literally are drowning already, it's so hard to say no sometimes. I think for me especially, I was really afraid of like hurting people's feelings or people being mad at me or coming across as a dick or someone like not thinking I appreciate what they're doing for me. And I definitely feel like I've wanted to be everything for everyone, like to be that like yes girl, to be the girl who's like, oh my God, I can do everything and like I never have to say no and I just want to make everybody happy. But the thing is, when you're trying to make everybody happy, you're literally not making yourself happy. Like I would say 98% of the time, 99.9% of the time, if you are trying to make everybody else happy, you will not be happy. And so now I've really started to take on this new role, I don't know, this new mantra, this new feeling of saying no when it doesn't work for me. And it's seriously a part of me. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm a bitch. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I have this boss ass bitch attitude, and it's empowering. So let's talk about how they react. Because when you say no, I think a big reason why we hate saying no is because of what the other person might say. And it genuinely doesn't really fucking matter what they say. Because if you're staying true to yourself and you are giving them an answer that aligns best with you, what you need, what you want, and what's going to feel best for you, it doesn't matter what they say because you're being true to yourself. And so let's say someone reacts really negatively. This says a lot more about what it has to do with them. Like if they are experiencing rejection or you not wanting to do something that they want you to do, like that's not your problem. That's genuinely not your problem. Like what, we can't live our lives saying yes to everything to make everybody else happy, because also we'll be half-assing everything. If someone is like, let's go out for coffee, and you're so mentally exhausted from a busy day at work, but you feel like you have to say yes, why would you go? Because you're going to show up and you're going to be so tired during this coffee. They're going to be like, you're not even fun to talk to. And you're like, but I felt like I had to say yes. And they were like, what? Like, I'd rather have you wanting to come to talk to me about this than you like just feeling obligated. Who wants to hang out with someone who just feels obligated to say yes? And so if they get butthurt, that is them struggling to deal with rejection. And I will do an episode about rejection for sure in the future. If you are someone who also personally struggles with rejection, check out Unfuck Your Brain. It is a great podcast. They talk about rejection. It's really changed my perspective on it. But that is something for later. And another thing too about saying no is that I think I got really amped for this episode because I just said no to someone and like stayed true to myself. And I was like, oh my God, I could have just said in this situation, oh yeah, sure, like I want to do that thing with you, but like I'm pretty busy at work, like let's just see what happens in the summer. Fully knowing in myself I would not do this thing with this person. And I almost did that. It's an instinct, right? I'm sure a lot of us have that instinct. But instead I was like, no, I'm literally never going to do this with this person. Why would I agree to do it? And then I'm going to literally stress about this for the next 3 months because I'm stressing about my future self trying to get out of it. So don't avoid saying no and saying maybe and knowing you're going to say no later. Like that's leading someone on and that's causing so much stress on yourself because you're focusing about how you're going to cancel later, when like you could just bite it in the fucking ass right now and be like, peace out, perfect no, bye. So yeah, don't delay the no. That is giving yourself unnecessary stress. That's about being saying no. That's kind of the gist of like my thoughts on it. Do it right away. Know that you're staying true to yourself. Know that like the reaction is not your problem. It's not your business. It's a reflection of them, not you. And we are not responsible for other people's feelings. Yes, we need to be respectful, but no, we don't need to say yes all the time. I like that. It takes practice too, and we're gonna get into that. So setting boundaries, I don't actually have a good definition for boundaries, but I feel like it'll come out as I speak about this. So setting boundaries, I feel like it's a very internal process. It's something that you can talk through with the people you trust most. I found out what sort of my boundaries are by speaking with my therapist. I should actually give a few examples of my boundaries. So one that I just gave an example of is a friend asking me to do something if I really don't want to do it. Like that's a boundary of listening to myself and knowing I can say no. But the biggest boundary that I figured out through therapy, which I've touched on a bit in previous podcast episodes about hookup culture and that sort of thing, or my No Boy August solo episode. I did that last August. If you want to listen to that, it's one of the early solo episodes. But one of my boundaries is I am not interested anymore in having sex with people who I am not dating. And that was a bit of a tough boundary to come to the conclusion to have, because we live in a culture where hookups are so normalized and you feel like you shouldn't like have an emotional attachment, which is like stupid because we're human beings and we're built to like emotionally connect with people on a vulnerable level, and sex is very intimate. So that's a boundary I have had to set with myself. And something that I will dive into deeply is that boundaries are not something you set and you're like, okay, cool, done, awesome, here's my boundary, I just get to go live my life now. No, boundaries, the hardest part about boundaries and saying no is you have to do it over and over again. You have to make decisions over and over again that align with your boundaries. And something that I think helps me with my own is like listening to my body, like sitting there and knowing, like, if I wake up in the morning, this happened to me recently, if I wake up in the morning and I have a date planned with a guy later that day and I don't want to get out of bed, I'm dreading my day, I just like am not looking forward to whatever's going to happen in my day, let's think about my day. What am I doing today? I'm probably going to work, I'm probably doing a podcast thing, probably reading a book, probably doing some schoolwork, and have a date. Well, everything in my day is what I usually do except the date. So me not wanting to do my day is likely me not wanting to go on the date. You're allowed to cancel too. Apparently Jess didn't know this. And I ended up going on dates that were so fucking exhausting. I wanted to just like, I literally like went on a second date where the entire time I was just like trying to progress the date to the point where I went home. I rolled a joint and put it on my desk before I left for immediately when I got home. Was that not a telling tale? Was that not a telling sign? Yeah, you know what I mean. Enough that I don't fucking want to go on this date. Like, hello, Jessica. Like, what is wrong with you? Learned that after, obviously. But see, like, these are situations you kind of have to live before you learn them, which is fine. And so another thing I definitely want to say about boundaries is that, like, creating them is not about changing other people. Because other people don't change. You're not going to be like, if you vocalize your boundary to someone and you're like, hey, so I don't actually kiss on the first date, like they might still kiss you and you will have to reinforce that, or they might try and you might have to reinforce that boundary again and go, whoa, 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 I'm not interested. And that's the hard part, is saying it again, reiterating it again when you're kind of thrown off guard. So, you know, another few different forms of boundaries is like going off your phone for an hour after work if that's something you really value for your mental health, or like taking breaks, or if like your family asks you something very personal about your life that you don't want to share with them, that can be a boundary that you don't need to share something you're not comfortable with, and continuously you will have to repeat possibly throughout the course of your life. Sorry, I'm not comfortable answering that. You know? So, yeah, boundaries, like, suck, but they're just so good for us. They suck because they're so hard to enforce sometimes, because we're literally changing how we would normally act, like, our entire lives. Like, our instincts are not the boundaries that align with our values. Like, we can have values, but, like, it takes a while to develop what they are. And then it's hard because, like, our bodies will, like, instinctually go to the thing that, like, is easier for us to do. So, like, if I go to a party and am drinking, especially if you're drinking, and there's a cute guy, well, my past, I've hooked up with them. But my present and for my future self, I don't want that. I will have to make a tougher decision not to do that. But my therapist always tells me, your past decisions and experiences don't dictate your future choices and your current choices. So remember that. Just because, like, in the past you've said yes to something you don't want to do, doesn't mean you can't say no this time. If you've done something before that you've said yes to and your friend asked you to do a similar thing again, doesn't mean you have to do it again. Okay, so saying no to plans or dates, these are some things that I've learned. It's okay not to like someone. It is so okay not to like someone. And contrary, or like the reverse of that, it's okay for someone not to like you. And it's okay to vocalize that. I will dive into this topic for sure in season 3. About this date I went on, where I ended up actually telling him in person that I wasn't interested because he asked me if I wanted to go on a third date and I didn't. And I told him. And then I felt like I went through a fucking hour and a half breakup with someone I went on 2 dates with. But that is neither here nor there. We are, again, not responsible for people's feelings, right? I didn't have to sit through that hour and a half of breakup. I should have had better boundaries. Just told him to get out of my car and I would go home, right? Like, you don't owe someone anything. I don't owe someone an explanation that's further than I'm not interested in seeing you romantically. Like, I didn't need to sit there and talk to this guy longer than that. Anywho, similar to that, some people can actually come into our space and like drain us, and it's okay to recognize that. It's important to recognize that, and it's okay to walk away. Like, I've had some friends that I love so much, but sometimes I'll go see them and they just like drain the life out of me. It's fine to like not hang out with that person if they're exhausting. Why would you hang out with someone who tires the shit out of you because you feel like you're obligated to? You have zero obligation to anyone. Even if someone's like texting you, or if a guy is like trying to like, or a girl is trying to like text you and have this like, you know, romantic conversation or like get to know you better and you're just not interested, you can have a dry response. You cannot answer. Yes, it's kind of rude to ghost people. And that's why I think saying no is way more empowering, because it's like you're standing up for yourself. You're not just completely avoiding it. And in that, you can feel more empowered. And so again, like I said, you have to like make these mistakes. Like, I don't even know if I'd call them mistakes, because they're just experiences that teach you these lessons. If I didn't go on shitty dates, or if I didn't sleep with guys I wasn't interested in dating, or if I, you know, didn't tell my family a lot about my life and realize what I didn't want to tell them, I wouldn't realize what my boundaries are. So sometimes we just can't get hard on ourselves about the things we wish we didn't do, because we wouldn't be who we are today unless we did them. Like, exactly in the sense of the podcast. I don't regret having any guest on my show. No, I don't. Sorry, that was like a out loud thought process. I 100% don't regret having any guest on my show, because it always led me somewhere. It always led me here. And it's also led me to other people I've met. And it's led me to lessons and stories and things I've learned about people, which is very wonderful. So boundaries are also just like not about other people changing, because if you say to your mom, I'm uncomfortable when you ask me about my sex life or my dating life or whatever, she might still ask you, you know? So it's not something that you can just like be like, well, she didn't hear my boundary, like, what the fuck? It's like, no, you need to repeat your boundary again. And okay, so like I said, I want to just like reiterate this one a little bit, because this one is like literally the worst part of the whole thing, is making this decision over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, because it's so hard. Like, you make a boundary and you're like, cool, this is how I'm gonna live my life now. Like, I'm not gonna fuck random dudes. But it's like, again, at a party, and you're like, shit, I have to like say no. And it's okay to slip up, but it's very important to recognize like why you feel shitty, because usually you'll feel shitty after you do it. And these are obviously just personal examples. But you know, like, that's the part you have to be prepared for. And what I've learned a lot through therapy and the podcast and just life is that I learn the same lessons over and over again, similar to when you're in a relationship with someone. You won't fight about new things every other week. They might look different, but you'll be fighting about the same thing over and over and over again, because like, we have the same issues. I, you know, have an all or nothing mindset. I have to keep learning that over and over again. And so that's something that will be with us for the course of our life. So I think it's important to talk about saying no and setting boundaries, because once you start doing it, it becomes a bit easier. And for me, because I have a team on my podcast now, I have to say no to things that people really love that I really hate and don't want for my show. And that's really hard, but it's necessary to create something that I love for myself. So let's translate that to life. Saying no is allowing you to create the life that you love and you want. So of course you should say no. Like, why would you, like when you're saying yes, you're letting to something you don't want to do, you're letting someone else like live your life or like dictate what's going on in your life. And like, it's just like, saying no is so much more empowering eventually to saying yes, because you're choosing yourself. And the last thing I want to just like touch on before I go to the Q&A segment is shame and self-worth. Because when we feel shame, our boundaries go out the motherfucking window. Like, I went through a shameful, it wasn't a shameful experience, it was an experience that I felt shame about, and I was in this like pit of shame for like February and March, which just like makes sense also where the podcast was and all of that. My boundaries just totally went away. A belief that I'm working through for me is that productivity is held to self-worth. And so when I was feeling shame, I literally put so many things on my to-do list. It was absurd. And it was just to keep myself busy. And it's because I felt I needed to earn my worth, because I was in a shame spiral. And so my boundaries were gone. My boundaries of, you know, allowing myself to relax, read before bed, you know, take a break from work, they weren't there. And so the thing that's tough about this is that it requires, like, setting boundaries it requires working through your own struggles, your own traumas, and these deep-seated beliefs that you may not want to have anymore. You have to work through them, or else you'll keep noticing you saying yes to things you don't want to do. Okay? Okay. Saying no and setting boundaries is something that it can allow you to take control of your life. You're not letting life take control of you. Life is about choices. And when we choose things that align best with ourselves, we are living our lives for ourselves. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. Okay? So let's go into our Q&A segment. There's one question I'm very excited to answer. It is the last question, but there's just a few here, and I'm just going to give kind of quick answers. And I asked this on my Instagram at Human to Human Pod and at Jessica J. McDonald. So the first question is, What is a situation you should have said no but didn't? I mean, I feel like I've already given a few examples here, but I will give some more. Agreeing to do people favors, especially when they're like work favors or they're like in like a wishy-washy sense. I've had some really negative work experiences that I'm going to talk about in season 3. I have had a lot of like, this is something that's really challenging working with a family member, which I don't recommend you do, is there's this like personal element to it where they'll be like, oh, can you do me a favor? And you're like, okay, but this is like work. Like, this is something I should be paid for. Or they're going to pay you, but it's like wishy-washy. Or even like at the pharmacy I worked at, they would be like, oh, like, can you come in on this shift? Or they would ask me to work a lot of extra shifts. And I would really struggle to say no. And this is another question, is like, how to say no in a work setting but still seem like professional. And you know what? Like, you are allowed to have a life outside of your work. So that's important to remember and to say to them like, oh, I have a prior commitment. I have an appointment. I have a family commitment. I have a personal obligation. Like, you're allowed to say no. And so that's a situation in a lot of work contexts. I didn't say no and I wish I did. And it has just like led to like some, like just a lot of stress and also just like not great relationships with those people. So yeah, going into work when I didn't want to, and also having sex with someone when I didn't want to, that's a situation where I should have said no but didn't. And I think, you know, a lot of people can sadly relate to that. Another question: work-life balance, how to say no to more work without appearing unproductive. So again, this is in a work setting. And so I think something that could be helpful is listing the things that like you're already doing. So like, let's say if it's like my employer that I'm working for right now, and she wants me to take on another task, I could say, hey, I would love to, except like, these are the things I'm working on right now. I haven't yet finished them. I'm feeling a bit like overwhelmed, and I just want to make sure I can create the best quality of work. And so I'm not going to be able to take that on yet. I would just like to, you know, or if you don't want to take it on or at all, don't say, you don't have to, fuck, I just like fucking took my, I went against my own advice, which is saying no for now, or like, you know, like postponing it to the future. Because you can just say no altogether and say like, that's something I can't take on, or that's something not in my field, or I just don't have the bandwidth for it. I don't want to decrease the quality of work of what I'm already doing. And so yeah, I don't know if this is helpful. I hope it is. Okay, this is the question I really wanted to answer. How do you set boundaries or say no without being awkward? Honey, it's always gonna be awkward at the beginning. It is always gonna feel awkward because, you know, if we're not used to doing it, it's gonna feel uncomfy. Everything outside of our comfort zone is uncomfortable. So you just gotta like fucking push yourself to do it. And every time you do it, it's gonna get less awkward. Also, in every experience, it'll be a different element of awkward or a different like level of awkward, because some people you say no to will be more chill than the others, or some like professional settings you might feel like hella fucking awkward. But if it's like your really close friend and you don't wanna like go on a walk with them because you're exhausted, you might feel a bit awkward, but you're like, yo, I don't want to. So it just depends on the situation. But the more you do it, the better I think it gets. And another thing for me is I feel super awkward like texting someone saying no or saying I don't want to do something, because I feel like I come across as an absolute asshole. So I would prefer to like, I just sent the Snapchat to my friend saying I didn't want to do this thing, or like send a voice note, or if you can say them in person, or be like, oh, hey, can I call you quick, so you can give them a bit of an answer. And final question: how to stop feeling bad when saying no. I've touched on this obviously throughout pretty much this entire episode, but I just want to highlight the most important points. You are not responsible for other people's emotions. I say that to myself all the time, especially if you're a kind person and you're being respectful, you're not responsible for the reactions. Oh, if you think, okay, so if you're trying not to feel bad, think about a time in your life when someone said no to something you like wanted to do with them. Like, did you actually care that much? Like, probably not. Like, maybe it made you a bit sad, but I'm sure you have moved on from it from now. So think about it like that. Think about their perspective. You're going to say no to them and they're going to be like, oh, shit, okay, cool. And then like keep going on and fucking living their life. So like, we make things so much bigger in our heads than they actually are. And something else, don't feel bad because you're literally betraying yourself in a situation when you're saying yes when you don't want to. And that's going to feel worse internally for you. So you can feel a bit bad for someone else, or you can like feel long-term like discomfort within yourself because you said yes. Okay, I also just had like the best reaction. Like sometimes we expect we'll get the worst reactions from people when we say no, but I was just super honest with my friend about not wanting to like do something with her. And she was like, she literally replied to me being like, oh my God, I appreciate your honesty so much. So we always expect the worst situation, but there can be good ones. So thank you for listening to this episode. I hope it was helpful. I hope you're excited for season 3. So season 3 is coming out on June 22nd. There will be a season 3 trailer that'll be coming out likely on the day or a few days before. Make sure you are following me on Instagram at human2humanpod and at Jessica J. McDonald. The links are in the show notes. All the links are there. Go follow them. And if you have not yet filled out the survey, especially if you have listened to this far into the fucking episode, please go fill out the survey. It is super quick. You don't have to write any of your own thoughts. You just get to tick boxes. So if you just go to my Instagram and you look at any of the giveaway posts, you can tag 3 friends in the comments and then repost it onto your story, and you can win a human-to-human tote bag. Super cute. It has the hands. It is a limited edition one because the cover art may possibly be slightly changing. We are keeping the hands in some form though, but these are one of a kind. You won't be able to get the same look after this ends. So make sure you go, you message me on Instagram if you're actually interested in buying a tote bag too, but you can win the tote bag. So enter the giveaway to win it. I feel so professional doing this. This is so exciting. And just to give you a little bit of insight into what's going to happen for season 3, is like I said, I lost my voice a little bit, but clearly it's back. I've been talking for like 35 minutes. I will be doing so many solo episodes. The show is basically transforming to like all solo. I will have guests every once in a while. So let me know if there's anyone you're like really itching to hear speak or any topics you're really itching to hear me speak about. Let me know on Instagram. My DMs are always open. I will also be consistently posting on Instagram, connecting it to Facebook, Twitter, TikTok as well. My TikTok, Jessica J MCD. Follow that. I post some funny stuff, lots of weed content, lots of single content. And so in the meantime, I can't believe I'm taking like a month and a bit off, but it'll be very good to make the podcast as best as I can fucking be. The feed is about to transform on Instagram. It's gonna be very exciting. In the meantime though, make sure you go check out some of my favorite solo episodes on the show. There's a few spurred out here and there. So if you kind of go through and you don't see that it's the episodes, like they don't say with anyone, those are solos, my favorite solos. March 26th, 2021, I posted Getting Ghosted. This one, my mood was just something that day. I laughed while editing. I've had friends say they laughed while listening. Go check it out, especially if you've been ghosted. My other favorite, Societal Expectations on Love and Relationships. This is based off of watching my TikTok feed and seeing that everything was posted about being in a relationship. So this is kind of about looking at that and knowing and telling yourself you don't need to fucking be in a relationship to be happy. Posted that on March 9th, 2021. Moving on, and online dating. I posted this on January 29th, 2020. I'm giving you the dates just so you can, it can help you filter through. That was a fun one. I answered some questions on, and another one I answered a ton of questions on was breakup advice. And this was back in October 23rd of 2020, where I kind of give my thoughts on what to do when you break up, how to get through it. And yeah, stay tuned. There's a lot of fucking fun content coming. I'm so excited to just like be sitting here and chatting with you guys. I've had friends say they feel like they're having a conversation with me on a walk where they don't have to put in any effort. So I mean, what could be better than that? That sounds so obnoxious. But I do hope you get value from the show. Make sure you are subscribed. It means so much if you download every episode. Then I can really see who's listening. Obviously I can't see who you are, but I can see the numbers. And leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That makes a huge difference. It helps my podcast get up in the rankings. So if you want to support, fill out the survey, subscribe, follow me on Instagram, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And I will see you in June. You didn't know by now, my name's Jessica.